Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's 11:06 a.m. I am not Brady Hole, as you can probably pick up on. You are listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I am Kevin Lytle, sports reporter at the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Brady is getting some well-earned rest, so he gave the keys to the castle some kids here. Let's see how it goes. It's myself, Kevin Lytle, joined by the man, Mr. Adam Nygon. You know him from TikTok, former Colorado State basketball player, current analyst for the CSU men's basketball team. Mr. Nygon, how you doing?
Yo, it's your boy out here, and we're going to have fun today. I'm happy to be out here with my man, Kevin Lytle, and yeah, man, what a way to start things off here after Christmas. It is. It's like Dad gave us the keys, and we're going to drive around in this nice fancy SUV and pick our friends up, maybe, huh?
I know, exactly. We're going to have a little party tonight, today, midday party midweek. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of great guests. I am Kevin Lytle, at Kevin_Lytle on Twitter, if you're interested in following. Adam is at @Nygon_12, Mr. Number 12. You remember him from hitting those corner threes at Moby. He's also, like I say, you know him from TikTok, Adam the Hoops Analyst on TikTok. He's got good stuff going on there. Every game preview, oh, man. Adam, you're cooking on TikTok.
You know, people are stopping, recognizing me as a player, and I do get the, yo, it's your boy, more than anywhere I go. But we got some spicy polls today. I am a player first. I am a TikToker second, you know, and then analyst third, I think, is kind of the ranking.
That's good.
I like to do things. So, yeah, follow your boy, @Nygon_12 on Twitter, or Adam the Hoops Analyst on TikTok. I'm cooking. Not just previews, team previews, but also I like to highlight big kind of stories around stats and things that I'm already doing on the radio. And I'm trying to keep it short, sweet with you guys, 30 seconds, 40 seconds most. So hang in there with me. I appreciate the love. And check out some of the polls we're doing today. We want to get those things fired up. I want all the smoke.
Absolutely. You know, Adam and I, for those that don't know us, we have pretty fun little history. We were at CSU at about the same time. Like I say, Adam walked on there, became, you know, a legendary player at CSU, kind of the rebirth under Tim Miles. Great player. I was a young, lost, confused student journalist trying to figure it out, asking Adam and Andy Ogade, and honestly, one of our guests coming up later on, some, you know, terrible questions, I'm sure, that they had to deal with. So I was covering those teams when Adam was playing, and we've both kind of moved on to our professional careers, and here we are crossing paths, Adam calling all the CSU games, I'm there covering them, and now we're doing a radio show together, Adam. Crazy how the world works.
It's the circle of life, and this is going to be fun, man. So I'm glad you're here to pick me up, man, in case I trip and fall over all over myself here, as Brian usually is the guy who can clean me up real nice. So.
It's all about teamwork, right? Well, Adam, we have a fun show today. We have a fun group of guests. I'll let you kind of start. Tell us about our first one coming up in the second segment here. Guy you know real well, and certainly listeners here in Greeley know really well.
Yeah, I'm psyched to be doing a Northern Colorado type radio show today. So the first person I got to have on in my inaugural, you know, podcast and radio show is my best friend and former teammate, Dorian Green, who's also
you were going to say former friend. I was like, oh, man, do we have some breaking news?
Twice a year, you know, when we play them a couple times maybe. But no, he's going to come out and give us your thoughts for one segment about the UNC Bears basketball and all thing Bears. And then we got him to stick around for two segments, and we're going to rile him up maybe with some CSU stuff. I know he loves what we're doing, and he's got some thoughts about that. So we'll get him there in the first hour. And then we got our buddy Matt Wozniak coming out, and he's the women's basketball analyst, radio analyst, and also women's volleyball. And I've gotten to know him as I've got some games with him, so I reached out to him. He's a good
friend
of ours.
Spent a lot of time in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some stories here to talk about today. And then we got the Triple G, the Green and Gold Guard CEO and NIL expert John Weber coming on, and we're going to, you know, give something away here and have some fun with him, let him talk his talk. And then a guy I've actually never met. We're virtual buddies in Twitter and all that, and Tim Mosser, and he's going to come in and give us all things Mount West Concert. We're going to be CSU basketball heavy here this third hour. So he's going to come in and give us a preview of overall conference to talk about. And yeah, we're talking heavy CSU today. So bear with us.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun day. Before we roll further into that, I think we have to hit our good, bad, and ugly for the show. We're just going to hit it. So, ugly. I think we're going to start ugly. The big news just breaking in the last hour or so, Russell Wilson benched for, it sounds like, the rest of the season, final couple games for the Broncos. We know not everyone's coming to Nygaard, myself, for your Broncos talk, but that is big news. Russell Wilson, obviously that trade, big deal, huge extension, crazy money extension, not going well right now. So we will see where that goes down the road. Going to be an interesting offseason, but man, big news. Russell Wilson getting benched. That's got to be the ugly, especially after that game the other night to basically end playoff hopes on Christmas Eve. I was watching that with my family. My dad was not happy. If you want Papa Lytle analysis, he did not love it.
I can imagine there, you know, again, a basketball first guy. I watch football as a fan, and it's a lonely place to be in some of those football Twitter, you know, dungeons. And you can only wrap up that gold bar in plastic bubble wrap right now and just see what maybe. Maybe he gives up a little in this offseason. I've heard some chatter about him maybe coming down and giving some money back, but who wants to do that, of course, from a player's point? I'm not giving a dollar back. So certainly a bunch of decisions to come up. But, you also get to figure out what the Broncos have down, you know, in the roster, especially at quarterback, which, man, we need a lot of help there, it looks like.
Hey, that's the rule in football. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have much, really. So you got to figure it out. Now for the bad. We called that the ugly. The bad, I'm going to say, not to just rope you into all the football talk, college football playoff, it's a nightmare. I'm just thankful that we're moving on from this four-team nonsense. It makes you appreciate the basketball tournament when you see how chaotic and nonsensical the football format is.
Right, yeah. Once you lock in, they've let in enough teams that you can't really dispute it, you know, other than ask for another four or a new play-in game or something ridiculous like that. You feel bad for FSU just getting locked out of there. Like what else can you do from a scheduling
power
point?
Conference, go undefeated.
You just can't trust. I mean, I'm a Mountain West basketball guy, so how can I trust committees to even get it right, you know, if I'm truly sticking to my roots? And I don't trust the committees. There's too much subjective opinions in between those things. And I at least for basketball, when we get them, we know what we got, and then it's a free-for-all. And I would like to see that expand a little bit into football, because that tournament style, it makes just for so much popcorn moments.
And it's so fun. I mean, obviously, I think everyone has those memories from basketball of upsets, you know, teams you've never heard of going and beating someone, mm-hmm. you know, the players that you may not know that all of a sudden become legends. I mean, shoot, you can be a guy playing at Northern Iowa and end up on the cover of Sports Illustrated, right?
Who's that guy, man? Man,
just you know, name a random one. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Don't save that guy's number.
You sure don't. And then for the good, how about the basketball in this state? And, you know, obviously, we all know what CSU is doing. Colorado, I know you're a CSU guy. It's hard to praise them, but they're looking pretty solid. You know, DU, they were dangerous. You know, we know we're going to talk UNC. Obviously, they've had some up and downs, but gosh. Look at Dalton Connect going from UNC to what he's doing at Tennessee. Obviously, kudos to that staff for finding that guy when no one else did. It's there's a lot of good basketball in the state right now.
Yeah. UNC goes to Air Force, and I don't have they ever beaten Air Force on the road?
That was a big
I think
win.
That, you know, don't quote me on that, but yeah, I mean, it's good to see Colorado figure some things out after, you know, it's basically, I'm sure they haven't played a bad half of basketball since that first half they played against us, where they tightened up and really pushed us to the brink as we limped to the finish line to win that one. But yeah, the state of basketball, Colorado basketball, you know, those local Colorado guys. Now let's talk local guys like Dalton Connect from Thornton High, you know, over here down the road. Yeah. They can play a little bit, so good for him. He had to kind of take that NIL money and run, man. What do you do? You know, what else can you do?
He's playing himself into a first round draft pick,
yeah,
too.
It's amazing, man. I love to see
it's
guys
amazing. And it, there's a lot of talk of fit too. Like, obviously UNC was where, you know, it helped propel him. You know, look at Moby right now, a guy like Neek Clifford flourishing in a new system, moved just to, you know, down the road from where he's at in Boulder, another local guy from down the Springs, perfect fit. Joel Scott guy, how he was Division II for 4 years, I don't know how that happened, but man, perfect fits, and it's really fun. You know, no one minds, you know, obviously everyone loves Isaiah Stevens, kid from Texas, but it is cool when there's in-state guys flourishing.
Yeah, it reps matter. So where you go and where you play right away, just to put tape out there to show other pieces and people how you can play and operate, that stuff matters, so good for them.
Absolutely. So we're going to wrap our first segment here. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFK. The First Advantage text line is 888 888- 530-0043 if you want to send us some helpful critiques and criticism. We'll be back on the other side with Dorian Green.
Induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK. It's about 11:21 a.m. I am not Brady Hole. He is getting some rest. I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, joined by CSU basketball legend and now current radio analyst, Adam Nygon. We're running point today on the whole show, so thanks for Brady giving us the keys to the castle for this one. We have a very special guest here in the second segment. Dorian Green, assistant basketball coach at Northern Colorado right here in Greeley. Former Ram himself, played with Mr. Nygon, one of the best players in CSU men's basketball history. So we're really happy to have you on the show today, Dorian. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, my boy. It's your boy with your boy. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing? I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, it's only right for my inaugural co-host. I have my best, you know, friend and my favorite college coach out there on, man. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
Well, hey, man, let's jump into it. We're going to stick to this first segment with just UNC Bear basketball talk. We'll keep it local. I know your legend expands a little beyond Greeley, but let's keep it here tight in Northern Colorado real quick. I got through your whole non-conference season here, Dorian. What'd you figure out with this Bear squad? I know you struggled through some injuries, but what'd you like? What'd you see that you didn't like?
Yeah, I mean, I think getting through the first stretch, just with a new team and with so many moving parts, I mean, that's, you know, kind of the world of college basketball now. So just kind of trying to piece it together and still kind of learning about, you know, who we have and what we have and what we've got. So we did some good things. And then obviously, you know, we're sitting at 5-6 and we probably feel like we could be, you know, 7-4, 8-3. You know, we had a couple double digit leads that we gave up. So like for us, it's just continuing to just stay with it and keep piecing things together and just cleaning some stuff up. And so I think we had a good practice last night with everybody getting back. And we're off on Thursday, so we don't play till Saturday. We actually have NAU coming in to start conference play before we get to the Big Sky Summit Challenge. So I don't know. I think for us, just cleaning some stuff up. I think tagging some stuff down. But, we really like our group. It's been a really fun group to be a part of. Really since June, right, when we kind of pieced it together. And I think it's just staying with it. Just keep getting better and better each day, each week, and try to peak, at the end of the season.
Well, did them boys come back jumping out the gym, back fresh from Christmas break, man? I know that hits different, man.
It's not always the best practice, to be honest. I was I got delayed coming in Kansas City, so I got back like the last 30 minutes, but so I didn't really see about the first, hour or so. But I thought when I got in, the guys were in good spirits, which, you never kind of know how that practice after Christmas is going to be. Guys were in good spirits. I thought they had obviously a good vibe, a little juice. And so, definitely excited about what we've got coming up.
Dorian, how big was it for you guys to get that win at Air Force going into that little mini Christmas break and heading to conference play with that win at Air Force?
Oh, yeah, it was huge, right? We had been kind of struggling a little bit. Dropped a couple close ones, and we've been right there, and we knew that, like, we're not far off. We just got to keep just piecing this thing together and just keep staying with it and finding a way, and it was awesome. I mean, it's always good to go into break after a win, so I think the best part about that game is we just stayed with it. You know, we were up early, lost the lead, got down, and just had to make plays and find a way, and so a bunch of guys stepped up. I think that's probably the best our bench has played, collectively all season. And so I think it's just really good, positive momentum kind of going into the second phase of our season.
Well, and just that, let's just say this. If UNC is going to win the Big Sky, they're going to have to do what?
Well, we're going to have to do a couple things better, man. I think, you know, be a little bit more consistent. I think that's just the biggest thing. It's just being a little bit more consistent, being able to kind of sustain the stretches that we've had for, you know, longer periods of time. I think, you know, our offense is coming together. You know, that's kind of the one thing for us is we've always been, you know, a pretty productive offensive team. And we haven't shot it great this year, but we've been getting good looks. And so with this being new faces and new pieces, right, and we were banged up to kind of start the season, I think it's starting to come together. So I think, you know, we'll see some improvements on that end just in terms of our efficiency. But I think it's just continuing to be consistent. I think that's the best thing. And just getting better. But, yeah, more consistency and you know, like it is. You just got to find a way.
Dorian, if we go a little big picture, you know, zoom backwards a bit, what was the decision-like process like for you getting into coaching and making that decision? Obviously, it's a huge commitment to do. Kind of how'd that go for you, and how'd you get into it?
You know, I think just, you know, the experience of being a player, I just kind of fell in love with the process of college basketball and everything that kind of goes into it, and something that, you know, I've done since I really like 16 years old, right? The AAU days and chasing that dream to play. And so I just kind of fell in love with it at Colorado State. And, you know, there's worse things to do than, you know, show up to the gym every day and sweat and go to practice. So I can't really complain, but I think it's just really, you know, the love for the game. And then, you know, I had such a great experience at Colorado State. And so to be able to kind of share that and be a part of our guys' journey as they're kind of going through and chasing those same dreams, I think that's, you know, the best part about it.
Well, what's been the hardest part? I know it's all pretty rosy, and when you talk about what's been some of the hardest part? I mean, I imagine you had to kind of knock a Jimmy down in somebody's face in practice, or kind of get after somebody and tell them, hey, I know what I'm talking about because I'm about it. What, you know, how was that?
Yeah, until I got to play on the defensive end, man. You know, you just don't move like you used to, you know what I mean? But I think the hardest part is just it's a commitment, man. It's just a time commitment. It's a lifestyle more than anything. And so it comes with a lot of sacrifice and you know, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of hours. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you're doing something you love, it just kind of is what it is. So, but I think that's probably the hardest part. You talk to any coach, it's just you know, it's just, it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of long hours, a lot of film. It's everything. So, but yeah, I think it's, for me, man, it's just been awesome. And, you know, just being young in my coaching career still, just being able to kind of learn every single day and you know, just take something away from each experience.
Do you have a favorite, whether it's game or kind of memory, you know, like you say, young coaching career, but so far coaching that really sticks out to you of like, man, you know, that was cool?
I mean, obviously last year when we went into Moby and we were able to win.
Easy.
Sorry, now I got to teach you how to do that one.
Cut the mic.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a, you know, that's a fastball right down the middle on that one. But no, I mean, that was just cool, right? Like, just being able to, you know, go back to your alma mater and play. And that's a game that's, you know, always tough, right? Just being so close to it. It's one of those games where I'm just ready for it to kind of be over. But to be able to go into Moby, that was pretty special.
Yeah, and knocked down, what, 15, 33s right in our face, double-teamed. I know, man. It hurt just as much as it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we got hot there for a little bit. But, no, the cool part was, like, in that game, right, we had a good game plan, and most importantly, like, our guys executed it really well, and it was an awesome game, right? Like, you know, we just kind of had to stay with it, and there was some peaks and valleys, and CSU went on that run, and, you know, we're sitting back from the year before, like, oh, man, this is deja vu, right? Kind of the same way that game played out, but we just stuck with it and were able to, you know, find a way and pull it out. So, but that game was fun, and I, like, both teams played well, and so that's something that, you know, you always remember.
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, I know Coach Medved remembered last year's loss, because as soon as he got on the air coming up to that game, he goes, he had a twinkle in his eye, man. I knew you guys were dead to rights right when that game flipped. And you guys did something special over there, because Coach Medved was mighty feisty and ready to go.
Yeah, we knew what we had coming this year, right? We knew that we were going to get their best punch. And so, yeah, you know, I definitely knew what was walking in the bank on that night.
Absolutely. So, Dorian, if you're good to stick with us for a second segment here, we'll come back and roll on with our talk. It's great having you. But, yeah, this is, again, Kevin Lytle and Adam Nygon hosting the whole show. We got Dorian Green on the line. We'll come right back after the break with more with Dorian.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Again, this is Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan and CSU men's basketball radio analyst Adam Nygon filling in for Mr. Brady Hole, taking a little rest here after Christmas holiday. We're back with Dorian Green, men's basketball assistant coach at UNC right here in Greeley. So we all know the history a little bit, but for those listeners that don't know, Adam and Dorian played together at CSU. I was just the lowly student reporter figuring out why I was doing interviewing these guys while they were trying to play basketball. So here we all are again. Adam, I think you have some hard-hitting questions for Mr. Dorian here.
Yeah, we're talking all CSU talk here. This is my boy Dorian Green. First off, I get a lot of who's better, Dorian or Isaiah Stevens? You knew we were going to go there. I had to bring it up. But here's what I tell people, D. Here's what I say, man. I say, Isaiah got to play with David Roddy his freshman year. Dorian Green got to play with Adam Nygon. And that usually ends it right there, bro. That's the end of it for you. So, hey, I'm not going to grill you too much on that stuff. But I do want to kind of, you know, get into kind of CSU talk here a little bit for anybody who doesn't really know you. And first off, you know, the relationship with Coach Medved, Nico Medved, the CSU men's basketball coach. He was a main part of your recruitment and stuff like that. You ended up coaching with him, you know, for a few years. Talk just a little bit about maybe your recruitment to CSU and what you saw in the boys that made you could, you know, think you could start as a freshman and not come off the floor.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I didn't really think I was going to play as a freshman, you know. Like you were saying, Nico was the lead assistant on my recruitment. So, to be honest, I was, you know, really under-recruited coming out of high school. I was kind of a baseball player and played a little bit of basketball and finally decided I was going to, you know, hoop in college. So was just, you know, a little under-recruited, and I just wanted an opportunity to go somewhere and play. And so as, you know, we were kind of going through the process, they started recruiting me fairly late in my senior year. It was probably, you know, late fall, like a little bit before Christmas time. And, it kind of clicked, right? Just personalities with Nico and Coach Miles, right? Like, it just kind of felt like home. And so, I really had no idea. I had no expectations coming in as a freshman. I just wanted to go to a place where, hey, like, I have an opportunity to earn minutes, whatever that means. And then from there, it's like what I do with it, right? If I'm able to produce and help us win, then they're going to keep me on the floor. And so, I just think it was just kind of a perfect fit, man, just a blessing, you know, sitting there as a unsigned senior, a little discouraged, like, how am I not getting an opportunity? And then, you know, patience just kind of paid off. So just extremely blessed, man, for that, like grateful just to be able to be out there. But the fun part was just to see the growth of the program over, you know, my 4 years. And obviously we played 2 years together and just took those baby steps. And then we had to get rid of you guys so we could win a little bit more. But yeah, man, I think it's just awesome to be able to see Nico back and where the program's at and, you know, the steps that they've taken, you know, in his time there too. So always following those guys, man. You know, there's one day out of the year that I, you know, don't root for them, but other than that, man, just try to stay in tune with them as much as possible.
Yeah, how much of that whole process you probably still use now, just talking of like fit and program and staff and scheme and everything, is so important in recruiting of, man, you got to find the right place, you know, for you, you know, whoever you is.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, right? Like, I would say that Isaiah would probably say the same thing, right? Just perfect fit personality-wise, you know, like you said, scheme and all that kind of stuff. But just with the people in the room, I think that's the biggest thing. And so I knew, like, I could kind of see myself in Fort Collins. You know, it's somewhat similar to Lawrence, Kansas, close to home for me, right? So about an hour flight. So it just kind of made sense. But, in recruiting, right, it's all about your fit. You know, it's all about an opportunity to go play. Those are the two biggest things that, you know, I would reach on my own experience to talk about. And then from there, it's like what you do with your opportunity, right? Like, you get a chance, all right, you got to earn more minutes by being productive and just helping your team win. And that's the message I try to relay.
Well, I think that feeds perfectly into actually who Coach Miles and Coach Medved are. I mean, if you can play and you prove it on the bench, I mean, you see it now in CSU. We're getting guys to play 1 through 12. I mean, anybody who's anybody, you know, if they show they can play, they're trusting them to play big minutes. And again, that just is the whole culture that you build and belief in some of your players. It's not an easy thing to do. So that's refreshing, man, that you're picked up on some of that. I got to hit you with this. We, you know, we got a poll going. I don't know if you're on Twitter yet this morning, but the people want to know, where would a peak Nygon play on this year's team? Am I starting? Am I coming off the bench? Or is your boy grabbing a towel and a water cooler? And what are you thinking, man?
I mean, I'm not going to throw you completely under the bus. I think you cracked the rotation, right?
Hey, all right. Okay.
But
all right.
I would say, you know, like, I think the thing that was most impressive just playing TSU is just this year's one, like, you can just tell they're an older team and their approach is an older, veteran, mature approach, right? Like, it's very businesslike, you know, having that many 50-year guys, right? Like, they understand, okay, hey, this is what we're trying to do, and this is kind of what we're about, this is who we are. And so that was the most impressive thing, and that stuff bleeds, man. That bleeds into the guys on the bench, that bleeds to the young guys that are going to continue to push the needle forward when you're gone. And so I think that's the coolest thing. It kind of reminds me a lot of our senior year, where you just had such a tight group and all we cared about was winning. Like, nothing else matters. You know what I mean? So I think you were one of those guys, Nick. So we throw you in the rotation a little bit. But, you know, if we were playing you, we'd attack you a little bit.
Okay. You led right into it. So you're a coach. You do the scout. What's the scout on Adam?
That's no threes, which is crazy because he wasn't allowed to shoot early.
All right, coach.
And then, you know, make him put it on the floor because, you know, he starts to drive baseline, he's going to turn that thing
I got stats, man. Hey, I couldn't shoot. You're right. I ended up top, like, 10 in my history, you know, for a guy who couldn't shoot his first 2 years, man. I let that thing slang, man. I was a hustle guy, top three in steals. You guys underestimate me, man. I would have found a way into that starting lineup, no doubt, man.
Well, I think the cool thing is, right, if I was, you know, a younger guy coming into it, and the older group that we had kind of been through a little bit more, you know, the rougher times, and they had kind of just stuck with it, and that was UAO, Frank, and all those guys, right, Dre. And just being able to kind of take from you guys and really just as a young, you know, me, Pierce, Greg, those young cats, right, just to be able to kind of watch you guys and how much, you know, for you being a local kid and you know, to walk on, everybody knows your story, right, just how much it meant to you to be at CSU. I think we kind of took that from you guys. It's like, make this place really special. Like, this place is really cool, and just take a ton of ownership and being a Ram, you know.
I think we actually, on the way out of the door, we were telling you guys how bad you were going to be next year, and you guys were going to really need some help. And I think that might have helped you guys, you know, keep you guys humble a little bit, right?
Well, the funny thing is, so, you know, like the first meeting that Pierce and I had with Coach Miles after you guys were gone, we walked in there, and me and Pierce were like, we're going to be better. I don't know how. I know AO scored 1,000,000 points. I know Frank scored 1,000,000 points, but we're going to be better. And we're going to find a way. And so that was, you know, in essence, that was kind of our group, right? We weren't super talented, but really connected. I think we're all on the same page. And like, you see shades of that with this group this year, obviously, you know, not talking about talent-wise, but just their approach and kind of how they just interact with one another. I think that's cool. And that's the stuff that wins, right? That's the stuff that you want to do special things and have, you know, awesome years. Like, that's the stuff that's more important than what plays you run or who scores and all that stuff, right? That's the stuff that really carries over, and that's, you know, in the essence of that's at your core, you're going to, you know, have a chance to do the stuff you want to do.
Yeah, totally. What is it like for you watching Isaiah Stevens? Kind of what do you see in him? Obviously, you've coached against him and you know, kind of follow CSU. He has, you know, that killer mindset too, I think, that you were just describing. Just what stands out to you about Isaiah?
Well, I was going to say, the first thing you just kind of said is, like, he's a killer, man. Like, and you can just see it, the confidence that he has in himself and how that's infectious to everybody else on the roster. And then outside of it, he's just a good player, right? But I think that, and he can control the game, he's just really poised, and, you know, I think he sets the tone. And I think everybody else kind of falls in line, you know, behind him. And when you have a guy like that, especially, man, as a point guard, right? Like, I always say, like, I've never seen a good football team with a bad quarterback, right? And so when you've got a guy like that as your quarterback, you've got a chance every single night. So that's the stuff, you know, as being a former point guard and as a coach, I think that's the stuff that you really like, man. He's in control. He's got the respect of everybody else. And then outside of that, he goes out and he produces. And so that's the stuff that, you know, as I'm watching him and I've watched the guys, I think that's the stuff that I kind of noticed firsthand.
Well, I've been honored to actually have played with you and then watched, you know, two of undisputably the best point guards to ever do it at Colorado State in, you know, a quick 13 years. The thing that I see is the level of maturity you both came in with as a freshman, it was no surprise you were going to play. You were ripe for the role, and you wanted that role. And then the second Isaiah came in, I mean, you know, he could read a pick and roll, and any action you throw at him, he knew where to go, when to go with it. And, you know, that's just the testament to Coach Medved and those guys, seeing kind of those characteristics. And I don't know, D, I'd be interested. Your fifth-year season, somebody's throwing $500,000 at you. You leave CSU. What are you going to say, my man? You know, here we are on live TV. What are you doing?
Oh, man. You said $500,000?
Yeah, $500,000. Let's just say that. Let's start there. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. You know, I think, I don't know, man. Like, that's such a tough decision, you know. I don't know what I would do, to be honest. Like, the game has changed so much in college basketball. Like, I don't fault the kids for taking the money and going to taking a different opportunity. But I will say, like, for me, you know, when Coach Miles left and went to Nebraska, you know, I hadn't transferred. So I still had the opportunity to leave Colorado State if I wanted.
Right, right.
And I just chose not to because I love being there. And those guys took a chance on me when I had nobody, man. I was getting recruited by Wagner and UMKC. Like, I had nothing.
Hey, my guy, they gave up my scholarship at senior year. I had a chance to transfer Metro State, my guy. I stayed loyal to the brand, too, all right? Don't forget, all right?
Yeah. So I think for me that was most important. And then, obviously, with the guys that were, you know, I came in with, and we had unfinished business. And I'm sure, like, they felt the same way. I'm having that tough year. We was injured last year. That there was just something like, you had more to do here. And we had made the tournament, but we didn't win. So, and my thought process was, like, in 20 years, I'm going to be more proud of the growth and what we were able to do and pushing the needle forward for Colorado State men's basketball than having $500,000, right? Like, I just think looking back, that was kind of my approach. Now, maybe that's dumb because, you know, you ain't ever going to get that money back. But that's kind of how I looked at it. So, honestly, I don't know what I would do, but I think I understand, you know, why he stayed. And also, too, man, you go to Fort Collins, you go to Colorado State, and you understand how special that place is. And that's a hard place to leave, man.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Dorian, really appreciate you taking time listening. UNC hosts Northern Arizona 2 p.m. Saturday at the Bank, opener of the Big Sky. Dorian, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thank you guys, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Big time, Dor. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you, man. Good luck.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on his induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Good morning. You're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. We are not Brady Hole. I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joined by Adam Nygon, CSU men's basketball radio analyst. If you haven't, be sure to hit us on the First Advantage text line. It's 888-530-0043. Tell us where Adam Nygon would play on this CSU men's basketball team. Would he start? Come off the bench, or is he a rally towel type of guy? So hit us on that text line. It's 888-530-0043.
Let me just put some perspective into things, okay?
But when are you campaigning?
In my peak, okay? If I could throw a football over those mountains, from freshman year on, I started or played in every game. I shot 41.9% from three as a senior, and I knocked down 100-plus threes in 2 years. I wasn't allowed to shoot threes my first 2 years. Let's just say that.
I might want to leave that out of the campaign.
Yank, get him over here. You know, Coach Miles loves to remind me of that. And had I not gotten hurt the day before the Mountain West tournament, I was on track to be the all-times games played leader. I fall three games short. Still finished top 10.
Dorian comes and gets
it. Yeah, you know, all these guys like to think they play more games than me. You know, I got hurt. That is what it is. You know, I probably would have gone pro.
You know what the best ability is?
Availability, man. And hey, how about this? 265 nationally my freshman year when I walked in and stumbled in the door and walked on and left top 75, which I kind of like to put that on my shoulder, man. That's a big accomplishment. And
the change in the program in your time was huge.
And it hurt just a little bit that they went to the NCAA tournament that next year. Just a little bit, but honestly, that team going to the NCAA tournament after they had lost what they did in Andy Ogaday and all Mountain West first teamer, I mean, to do that and get to the tournament, it was honestly a crazy accomplishment. I was so proud of those guys.
Well, it's cool, so the mindset, you know, Doran just telling the story of you guys walk out the door and he walks into Tim's office and says, we're going to be better.
Yeah, I know.
Which, obviously, there's some, maybe a little teasing going on, but it shows the mindset of those guys that they were not going to be willing to plateau there.
Right.
They knew they had to take the next step. So it kind of shows why, you know, guys like Dorian are who they are.
Right. He's such a good dude. And the Bears, really, I know they, if you've been involved in the Bears basketball program at all, you know what you have in Dorian Green and how special of a guy he is. So hang on tight. I know there's so much CSU chatter. When's he coming up north? You know, just it's like Coach Mevin, enjoy everything while you have them. This is why you can't have nice things, because you're fumbling them all
Everyone's
over yourself.
Everyone's always worried about what's next.
Yes, I'm not going to talk about it. It's, you know, he's so awesome, and you see him in the interview that you get, he's still the same guy, and there's a reason why we're still friends, you know, so many years later.
So I want to ask you, what's it like, you know, a few weeks ago, CSU was playing over here in Greeley at the bank. What's it like for you calling a CSU game where you played and looking, you know, basically next to you and seeing Dorian?
I forgot. Look at what I got, dude. Dorian hooked me up with a shirt.
He's wearing a UNC shirt. Adam's here.
Dorian, I hope you're still listening
Under the CSU hoodie.
Yeah, like, that's how it was, man. Total hospitality.
Really cool.
Brought me into the coach's, you know, table. I walked in there head to toe, green and gold, you know, into the coach's office.
Saying, who's this guy?
A couple of those guys looking at me strange, you know, but hooks me up with a shirt, man. It's, you know, I knew what he had done to us last year at home, so I knew what was coming to him, you know, a tidal wave of energy and buckets, and they weren't going to stop. So good for him, though, because I know that CSU won at CSU, so much pressure. He runs that scout. You know, he had those guys fired up, and, hey, he got them rolling, and it was hard not to, you know, clap for him after that one and say, you know, hey, tip of a cap, man, you did it.
I love head coaches always making sure to give the scout if there's a connection.
Former,
you know,
guy.
Cooley doing it for Wright State, things like that. It's always kind of fun. Adds a little extra juice to it, and you know those guys are going to be locked in getting the scout done when it's their former team. So that's always kind of fun too. But really cool catch up with Dorian. Like I said, it's funny the way the basketball circles have come around, but it's got to be pretty neat for the two of you to see each other kind of doing your own thing, but kind of cross some paths in situations like this.
Yeah, man, it really is, and you know, this has been fun for me to get full circle in here and come in here and kind of invite a bunch of my friends on to a show and say, hey, do whatever you want. So I'm looking forward to the next couple hours that we got going. I think that first hour was amazing. I don't know how I'm going to top that first segment with Dorian, but we're going to give our best shot here, I promise.
Yeah, we've got some great guests coming up. Coming up in hour two, we have Matt Wozniak, another CSU radio legend, covers the women's basketball team and volleyball team, kind of a savant of knowledge on so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do some football talk NIL. You know, that's the name of the game right now. We'll talk to John Weber, the green and gold guard. That's all. That's just hour two, Adam. That's a lot in 1 hour.
Line them up, baby.
And then hour three, we are going to go heavy on Mountain West basketball talk. Tim Mosier, who has a great Mountain West podcast, will break down the whole thing coming up, and you know where CSU stands and everything in that. So we have a whole ton coming up. Stick with us. Hour two coming up on the other side.